Chad Clifton was, I mean, it's been a while, but it was a normal week for him. Practice Wednesday and Thursday, and off on Friday. So.
Does he look ready to go
to you? Chad? Yeah. Yes, he looks ready to go. I thought, you know, after viewing the film and even said it in yesterday's press conference, I thought he looked better on Thursday than he did Wednesday. So, I would be surprised if we walk in here tomorrow and he's not ready to go.
Mike, were you outside today, and did you get what you wanted out of that if you were back outside?
Well, we stay inside always on Fridays, but just because the format for Friday practice doesn't work with the 40-yard field. So, but we broke a record today. We were able to get the Hudson Center below 25 degrees, so we feel really good about that. So, yeah.
Coach, in your eyes, what makes the Giants a dangerous football team?
Dangerous. I wouldn't put those, words in a sentence talking about any team. They're a good football team. They're here for a reason. There's four teams left in the NFC. Everybody's earned the right to play this weekend. So, that's really the way we approach it as a football team. They have strengths and things they've been doing very well. And we've acknowledged that. But, at the end of the day, particularly something that we talk about as a team every Friday, this game will be about us. This game will be about the path that we're able to keep the game on. It will come down to fundamentals. They're a very good football team, and we expect to, for this to be an excellent football game. So, to me, when you say they're dangerous, I always look at that as a little bit disrespectful, like they're sneaking up on you or something. But we played them 6 weeks ago and had a good contest up there in New York, and we look for this to be another tough challenge. No, because it's just like our record, 15-1. Winning 15 games doesn't mean anything right now either. So you could take all the statistics and do what you want with them, because they're 1-0 in the playoffs, and we haven't played yet, and this is a one game series, and that's the way we approach it. So we understand where the statistics may point, as far as strengths, potential weaknesses, things that we worked on. So. But once again, we're in tune with the things we've done well to make sure we continue to do them, and the things we haven't done so well that we've had an extra week to work on them and emphasize them and make sure that we play better in those areas Sunday.
How surprised were you, though, by the performance of your defense ranking, like you said last
year? I'm not surprised by anything. I come to work every day, and I'm in tune with the way my team plays every day, and I'm excited to see them play Sunday. It's challenging, no question about it. But as we talked as a team on Wednesday, it's important to separate your professional and personal life, and sometimes it's not possible. So we've managed it, but it's the reality of what we're dealing with. So we'll be there for the Philbin family, not only today, but long into the future.